And she said, Becky G dio a conocer que hizo una versión de la canción Ella Baila Sola, composición de Pedro Tovar, a lo que me dicen, según ella pidió autorización a Peso Pluma para hacerle cambios a la canción. Oh yeah, so supposedly, Becky G asked Peso Pluma, is it cool if I, you know, take some stuff from the song? And he said, yeah, I don't think that's true.
Oh my God, yeah.
Becky are locked in. I'm gonna call her during the break and I'll let you guys know what happened.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Augusto Baba podcast. Okay. Another episode. If you guys are new, make sure you guys subscribe to this channel. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Rate us 5-star on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please. I don't know how it helps us, but it really helps us, like with the ratings. Leave a comment. There's polls and stuff. Also, listen to the best playlist on Spotify, Para Andar a Gusto. We update it every single week. Cap, no, we don't. But we are starting today. And also listen to Gecko's song. It's the very first song on that playlist called
Sin Miedo al Éxito.
I wanted to say it.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, you know, I saw somebody, just number one, start the playlist on number two.
Was it Mouse?
Guys, make sure to send in your music. If you want to be placed on that playlist, we're always looking for new talent.
Where should they send their music to?
Send it to our email. It is in our bio. Maybe even DM it to us. But like I always say, thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be where we're at. Like my boy Keiko likes to say,
provecho para la gente que anda comiendo y un salud para la gente que anda tomando. And if you guys want to grow your business and promote it, we have our branded.
If you guys got cum stains, you guys driving your car to Riverside,
or if you're going to Pico and you come back and it's like nasty as hell.
Or you have a morro cagado in the back.
I'm a call. Yo subo morro cagado a veces.
OC in LA area. Here's his phone number, his Instagram, L_Kevin_details. You know, shampoo.
¿De dónde es? OC. Pues le voy a hablar.
You know, he does everything. Can you watch my boy Keiko?
I don't think he drives clean tanques.
Porque el fundillo le huele.
Va a ser nomás small vehicles, not military tanks.
No limpia tanques, güey.
That's crazy. That's your boy.
Can you power wash my boy?
can you get him a new button on his shirt just in case it explodes?
All right, that was too much.
No, but back to the point. If you have a car and you want to wash it, van a ir con una morrita por ahí. Traigan el carro limpio, por favor, porque si no se van a ver mal.
That's right.
Y no les van a hablar otra vez y van a andar ahí todos solos y tristes. So, laven su carro con mi compa.
Especialistas en curar crudas, la cruda, mariscos. Make sure you guys check them out. Compton area number one in Compton.
Para la cruda, porque sometimes they should be having you at the edge.
Ahí le voy a llegar mañana, que voy a levantar.
Sí, si conocen un montón de borrachos como yo y amanecen más crudos que unos aguachiles, cáiganle a Mariscos La Cruda.
Yo,
para que se pongan.
At a party, you know, you get thrown up on or whatever. So drunk. Mariscos.
Dude, for real, that's crazy. Or, pasan de lanza.
Huh? Never mind.
Never mind.
Next story.
Oh, yeah.
But make sure to hit up all the ads if you guys have an important business.
Yeah. Oh, and then also remember that you could, any message as well, you know, if you want to say something crazy on here, like you could do it as well. It doesn't have to just be a business, but also business worked pretty good.
Give them your shrimp.
And they've told me that they've actually gotten some business off the last one. So,
yeah. On the last episode when we were talking about the crazy things that happened, like a morro cagado on here.
Damn! Bacon blend.
Okay.
Bay Area barber.
So digamos.
Mobile barber.
You out here, you got some wrist, you spent some game.
Show me her.
No, wait to my bad side. This is the bad side. Oh my God.
Damn. Oh my God, who invited
the hairline or the haircut?
I know for real.
Bien trasquilado el morro cagado.
So if you spent some game, you know you got some wrist, you van a ir con una morrita. Y ya limpiaron el carro with the guy with the Kevin details. Ahora no, you get a haircut. Fresh fade. Fresh fade is like,
don't go all fucking looking like a
damn, we hooking y'all
fresh
up.
Fresh fade
for
is
real.
Like, it's like makeup for
real.
Girls for real. Like, you go from, like,
it builds your confidence.
I'll
like
be running
when he has a fade. When he has a fade, he's a 6. Right now, he grew down to a 4.5, but
I haven't got a haircut in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, but for real, hit him up. It looks pretty good. Where's he from? Bay? Oh, he's
Bay
too far.
Area. Oh, Pilas, too Bay Area. Bay Area. Ya disponible nuevo EP, Amor con Estilo, Estilo 45. Let's get it.
Make sure to check him out on Instagram.
Yeah. If you have
the music on all digital platforms.
Check it out.
Yeah, like if you don't want to be like everybody else and listen to the exact same music, try some new music. Hey, look, go listen to some new music.
I'm going to put this on the playlist.
Put it on the playlist right now.
Yeah, I think there's another song I'm putting on the playlist.
Disponible en todas las plataformas digitales. Damn, I want to listen.
I'm going to take Keiko's song. Nah, just kidding.
Yeah, I listen to it right now, but I know we're going to get copyrighted, huh?
Estilo 45, right. You're the chosen one. You're going on the playlist.
Yeah, so also, they're investing in themselves. They're getting themselves out there. Be like them. If you have a grupo, I want to be put out there 45. As well. Also, grupos, you know, to get hired for parties. Aquí la gente que está viéndoles son bien desmadrosos.
Oh, guys, I'm actually starting my event company again.
Hey, wait for your ad.
So any grupo that want to play.
Antes by Dan Garcia, available on all digital platforms.
Hey, that's fire.
It is fire, bro.
La portada, clean as fuck.
Hey, make sure to follow Dirty_Dan and Dirty Sounds Good.
Damn.
Dirty right. Sounds Good?
Don't sleep on it. Check out the new music you that we're promoting. Dog.
It is fire.
This guy's also going on the playlist. Yeah,
but shout out to all the up-and-coming artists that they, you know, want to put themselves out there and they invest in themselves.
I'm put on the playlist.
Yeah, there you go. Any other artists that want to promote themselves, you're going to put on the playlist. Para andar a gusto, pa. The only playlist by what?
Your compositor.
By us?
Yeah, by us, influencers, but yeah, like we have like a legit podcast. By us.
But like actually curated, not like a little collaboration where they're like,
yeah, weak ass collaborations. Yeah.
Like, we don't need no billboards. Like,
no, we do need a billboard.
I don't know about you, bro. But we're gonna need a bigger billboard because I don't know if we're gonna fit in that skinny ass billboard. But yeah,
gonna be like half an alga for me.
Also, guys, send in your ads. Also, we be making the ads on Photoshop. Let's just say you guys don't have a.
Oh,
you know, particular
panel for
yourself. We will create it for you. Yeah. So send it in.
Yeah.
Just
we put in the work.
Additional fees.
Yeah. Also, that comes in with the price for now. So if you just have like your business out there, you know, you don't have a logo, you don't have pictures, you don't have like that vertical image, we make it for you as well. So
I made it. Diego made it. Let's go.
I made one.
Okay. Did you make one?
Last week.
Everyone made one, but you.
No, just kidding.
El Kevin detail.
Hey, no, yeah, yes.
Whenever, that's enough, bro. You got to pick.
Yeah, but let him know, bro. Let him know. Anyway,
what are the topics for today?
As you guys can see by the title of this video, allegedly, Becky G stole Ella Baila Sola, made into her own version. People were saying it sounds similar. I actually haven't listened to it. Have you guys listened to it?
I have listened to it.
I heard you listened to it, but I didn't pay attention.
And I will 100% say the flow is very similar.
And some words.
The it says Ella Baila Sola itself in
okay
the song.
So before we listen to it, do you think like they got inspired off of it, or is it just like
I think it's definitely inspiration, especially because right now Musica Mexicana is at its peak. Everybody wants to do Musica Mexicana.
It's just a flow that's catchy, you know, like not bashing artists, but like Bad Bunny's recent song, he used the same beat as
Ahí va. Hold him back.
Bad Bunny made everything. As that person, you know? And, you know?
Who's a person? Bro, how are you going to be bashing on that? No, if you guys know that one Lil Uzi Vert song, right? The one that goes,
yeah.
That one, and then there she goes. I don't know how she goes, but...
Well, yeah, according to an Instagram page called Chamonique, they post a lot of like new stuff as well. And she said... Becky G dio a conocer que hizo una versión de la canción Ella Baila Sola, composición de Pedro Tovar, a lo que me dicen, según ella pidió autorización a Peso Pluma para hacerle cambios a la canción, pero él no es el compositor que yo sepa y que me dicen que Pedro, vocalista de Eslabón Armado y compositor de la canción, es quien debe autorizar esas modificaciones.
Okay, I will add on to that.
Supposedly, like those who don't know Spanish.
Damn, your Spanish was good.
Nah, I just fucked up. Just got nervous. It was doing too good. Oh yeah, so supposedly, Becky G asked Peso Pluma, "Is it cool if I, you know, take some stuff from the song?" And he said, "Yeah." I don't think that's true.
I was gonna say that's a whole lot of BS.
Yeah, I don't think she asked Peso Pluma. I mean, it could be true.
So they made a song together. It looks like they're really good friends. But either way, that is wrong.
I think they're just trying to
spread. They should ask that lady trying to spread those. Pedro Tovar if they really wanted to make a remix of that song. But then again, we don't know if it's actually a remix.
Yeah.
The flow.
Yeah, so I think the lady nomás anda inventando.
Yeah, I don't think.
So do you guys think if we listen to the song, it's going to get copyrighted?
How about I play you guys a song and you guys tell me if it sounds like Ella Baila Sola?
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah. Chill out.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, so clearly it says ella baila sola. It has charchetas, it has trombone, just how ella baila sola, you know, has. I don't know if it sounds the same.
It doesn't. It just has the wording.
The lyrics and the...
Damn, it's because it doesn't help that it has the same instruments and it says...
ella baila sola. Yeah. Mind you, this is Becky G's official TikTok page. It says Viene Algo. And I'm going to read you guys the comments.
I think that song might come out with Gabito too, I think.
Damn, you think I can take it out with Pedro?
Damn, you think I can listen to it again?
Yeah, for sure. Here you guys go.
For sure. That will, me and Becky are locked in. I'm going to call her during the break and I'll let you guys know what happened.
We're locked in. Guys, I have her phone number. I think it sounds like ella baila sola, but I also think it could be its own song. You guys ready for the comments? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Captain.
Like, great hospitality, man. Great hospitality.
He sounds like when you're trying to be nice.
Great. Okay. You sound like a Karen that wants to be nice.
I am trying to be
like
nice.
Like a teacher.
Why does it sound like ella baila sola? 1,625 likes. Magic. Always hopping on someone's track, never has a solo hit. That's another comment. Is this the woman's point of ella baila sola? ?
I remember talking to Mike.
Sony Music says, oh my God.
Oh my gatos.
The real Sony Music?
Yep.
And then it says, Pedro's gonna start fighting somebody now. School face. Is this a remix of ella baila sola? As we could tell, there's already people, you know, commenting saying it's a ella baila sola remix. It sounds like ella baila sola.
But they're just saying it sounds like ella baila sola because it says ella baila sola.
I think it actually sounds like ella baila sola.
Yeah, that's the melody part. I don't think it sounds like it, but it did have.
I got like a whiff of that song.
It could be like
it has the same instruments. No significa que es. You
know? Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So it would only be an issue if it's just kind of like copying. Like,
or maybe there's more lyrics that say like, comadre.
What if it just took dembow out of nowhere?
That too. No, but you could stop bien, but I like the song.
Also,
I personally like the song.
In the comments, it says too that Pedro deleted his comment.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
We couldn't find the comment. Was already deleted, okay, but someone out, said out, that the out, comment out. Said that Pedro commented, ella baila sola dupe.
What?
It says, Pedro commented under like, and deleted it. Where?
A different version of it?
What he say? What did he say? Ella baila sola dupe. So allegedly, not me, not him, not nobody said this happened. Somebody on TikTok said, que según ella baila sola dupe. That's what Pedro said.
But what are the chances of that being true? Because I feel like TikTok... be crazy.
Yeah, yo diría que más que no fue.
I feel like Pedro wouldn't do that because like,
comment that?
I feel like he wouldn't comment that because Becky G is such a huge artist.
I feel like he would.
Hey,
why?
Low-key,
why? 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 Why do you think that?
Okay, but so
why do you think that?
Why would
go?
These young artists, they're just like, you know, they like to fuck around on the internet.
Yeah.
I think they're like, more
Pedro, I comment that too. Oh, but it's Becky G. I don't know.
If you had the number one song in the world, did you feel like you would?
I would have commented, "Let's collab."
Well, if you have the number one song in the world, you would probably feel like defensive because it's your song, you know.
Yeah. So you think he would comment that?
Yeah, I think he would comment.
All right, bet.
I don't know if he did, but I think he would.
Well, if I would comment that?
If you think Pedro would comment that?
Mo se arrepintió, güey.
No comment.
He was probably like, fuck it. But at the same time, they're like, nah, because. That's an opportunity that you have reached.
I like that, Keiko. I like it's how you're not scared to make an opinion.
Bitch.
Anyway, la cruda mariscos.
It's because he read the last comment saying, he just sighed. He's not even just this.
No, es que. No comment. No comment porque. Porque no voy a decir por qué.
Because he swears Becky G's going to follow him back. Thanks, Angel.
Thanks for backing me up on
Thanks, Rob Kardashian.
Hey, my baby Becky, so if you're watching this, I meant no ill. Or harm with this
Angel G
and hit me up. The kids miss you.
Come home. Do you have them in your throat?
All right, guys. I want you guys to let me know in the comments, or let us know in the comments, what you guys think about the flow of the song. Do you guys think Becky G is all of a sudden, you know, hopping on to this, you know, new trend with charcheta?
Yeah. And like the ella baila sola thing aside, do you guys think the song, the little snippet, is good?
I think it's good. Mm-hmm. Like, regardless if it sounds like it or not, like.
I feel like it might just be that a lot of the songs, it's like a trend right now, you know, a lot of songs sound similar. And it's not necessarily a copy, you know? And like nobody has a trademark on charchetas, nobody has a trademark
anybody
on a bass, on trombone, you know?
Yeah, it's
personally.
like now that that's the style, you know, chachetas, mm-hmm. trombone, all that shit. It's like fucking.
Yeah, even J.O.P. hopped
on. Yeah, if J.O.P. would have had the steel, like the same sound as that, and be like, oh, Duke, oh, duplicate, same song. Like yeah. now, no one's gonna be able to take out a song and about, say.
But then on the other side, it's also not their fault.
Like ella baila sola, like. You know,
yeah. Because on the other hand, I don't see a song, like, popping off and being on TikTok right now if it doesn't have a trombone. So it's also like it's not like that they all want to sound the same, but I think there's a very specific
that's
sound
what's
right
trending.
Now.
Like you what think the that's commentators true? Say.
You think there's no songs trending that doesn't have charchetas or trombone?
Name a song.
That's what I'm asking you guys.
Wait, a song that's trending right now that has charchetas and trombone?
Yeah, because he's saying there isn't one.
That's not.
Yeah, that's not.
Or like the underground groups.
No, but I'm saying
no, like a song that's trending that doesn't have chanchetas.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. Por eso les digo, we're on a very specific style right now. So no es de que we're copying this person or we're copying that person. Is that
that's
the whole genre is sounding like this right mm-hmm. now.
I feel like you could right? be right. You could be right.
Right? Becky, I'm backing you up right here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a
call
song
me back.
That doesn't have
Who?
I'm trying to think of a song that doesn't
have Oh, so also we can't think off the top of our heads, but if you guys
you
do
know
that
ABC
comment down.
Let us
Abecedario.
Mejor aprende los abecedarios, mi niño.
You know your ABCs in Spanish?
Say it.
I try.
No, I can't.
And wherever you start, I'll continue. Wherever
I
No, it's because it has to be a flow. It has to be a flow.
Let me start. All
right, please.
And then Jason.
No, let me start.
I haven't said this in 20 years, bro. Okay, start.
Abecede.
All right, go.
Barroca.
ABCs, go.
ABCs, like in Espanol, en Espanol. Okay, easy. In English.
No.
Hey, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, bro.
That's fucked up.
No, just, don't forget surprised. The H y la ñ.
Oh,
yeah,
go.
I don't remember. We're doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Fuck
no,
me.
We're doing it.
You don't even do it in English.
I told you, bro.
Se pasaste tú.
Se pasaste tú.
That's crazy.
I do, go.
No, más bien te pasaron porque no aprendiste en kinder.
I stopped at G.
A, B, C. Oh, what am I counting with?
You started in
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, Y, Z.
Born in Mexico.
Born and raised. That's right.
Guys, I was brought over here 8 months.
I don't count.
De Puerto Rico, abuela.
Jason be ripping.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q,
R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. So comment down below. Bro, that ain't an accomplishment.
Hey, you know,
right, if you were like,
why did I even get excited? That's in English, bro.
Can you guys tell we dropped out?
Yeah, we dropped out. We call it dropouts.
To conclude
the video.
Oh. How the fuck we do ABC? That we're going so good.
Oh my god, we're done.
Guys,
dude.
To conclude the topic, make sure to comment down what you think about the new Becky G song. Make sure to let us know what you think.
Leave your opinion
and also,
down in the
comments. What do you guys think about Becky G in the Musica Mexicana speak? Because I know she gets a lot of hate.
And also, she said that she's dropping a whole Musica Mexicana album in the future. And it's executive produced by Edgar Barrera.
Yeah.
Which is like the fucking
god. He's the god right now.
A lot of the producers right
guys,
now.
Guys, and at the same time, don't hate on Raza. We're trying to build this industry. We're trying to build Musica Mexicana.
That's
it
right.
Went from being regional music to being Musica Mexicana.
Cuando empezamos era Musica Regional.
We
Mexicana.
Are expanding. No matter how many times you
I'm
guys
not.
Said, I am. No matter how many times you guys said that Musica Mexicana was not going to surpass rap, look at us now. Baby,
we
passed
did it.
Rap.
Started from the
baby,
bottom,
we
now
did
we're
it.
Here.
We're rich now.
Started from the bottom,
now we're here. Yeah, that's right, Drake, we pass you.
Hopefully Drake would want to do a Musica Mexicana song. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly.
Okay, if you had to pick one right now, you have 5 seconds to say who the feature would be for Drake.
Peso Pluma.
Peso Pluma.
J.O.P.
Chinito Pacas.
Oh.
Le tengo fe.
Yeah,
le tengo fe.
That's already locked in. Chino.
I don't know.
Chino
is it locked
in? Chino gonna be on Anta Montana.
You know what's crazy? I feel like those type of artists have like an ear for songs that are going to go viral. Or,
yep.
Like, they really do.
We. They, us too. Yeah, we eat, sleep, and breathe this. We eat, sleep, and breathe this. Have you guys ever heard of the head on canal? Chinito Pacas was sitting right here
before it blew up
next
before
to me.
And when he was talking about like who he always wanted to collab with, he said Nata.
Los sueños se cumplen. So,
no,
also don't hate on him.
He did
like,
say that. He did.
He's like 17 years old, and he's collabing with the guy that, you know, what's his was the goal. So
anyway, guys, thank you guys for tuning in.
Hora.
Hora?
We're not done.
We're 23.
Oh, I wanted to bring one more topic. I was gonna say, what do you guys think about the song Moda with Kai 24? I think that shit's fucking fire.
How does it go?
Also with trombone?
Yeah. It's a mixture of.
Ya no escuchan a Bad Bunny, ahora fuman todos que ponen doble P.
I think he.
It's a good song.
You saw
it's
his like, TikTok like, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Should we play the TikTok?
Sure, let's roll the clip. Yeah, that song has the trombone too. And I think it's a cool song because it's like a modern song like about like shit that's going on right now. Like of how life is with these youngsters, OnlyFans and the TikTok and.
With the ears of the streets.
No one listens to like reggaeton now in their corrido phase.
And it's true, you know, because mucha gente even said like, oh, I left my Bad Bunny era. Jason, oh my God.
Jason left his Bad Bunny era.
To the bellico side, you know, like now everybody fucking.
Cuernos.
Diablo.
What?
What?
You heard him?
Oh my God.
Cuernos Azul?
Oh my God. Can we take you back to your.
We're not going to take you to the Junior H show.
Mm-mm.
Roro es Azul. Hey, have you guys noticed? Never mind.
No.
Yeah.
And also, comment down below because this is not a phase. We've been eating, eat, sleep, and breathing
Cuernos Tumbados. And we ain't doing. We ain't no bandwagons. We've been doing this since.
Since Ariel Camacho.
Yes. Though, also, I don't know if I ever told
that,
you guys.
Way past that, actually. Way past that.
I don't know if I ever told since, you guys like, when.
Since what, huh? Because this motherfucker started.
He started last year.
In Cuisillo.
Oh, no!
Y tú te la crees, chavo.
All right, what was the first Mexican song you guys actually fucked with? Like, oh.
La banda
well, I'll tell you.
Mejor plebe la trago a mi lado de una citerita de sellito rojo. Dale.
My. No, the first
and
song.
And what year? What year, too?
Okay.
I should remember.
I don't remember the year. But when it came out, I remember it had less than 1 million views, and it was the song Mi Vida en un Cigarro, the Junior H.
Oh, you started pretty late then.
Damn, no, I started late. I started late, but...
You're a Gen Z Latinx.
I'm a Gen Z Latinx, Cuernos Tumbados X. And that I listened to that song, and I was like, I never listened to nothing like this. And that's when I was like part of those kids that were listening to rap and stuff, you know, it's like that's just what we listened to. But I never really felt identified. And then I listened to a song, and I was like, that's crazy.
Hey, you missed out on a good era.
Yeah, you did. You missed out like on Alta.
Bro, I was at church, bro.
Codiciado.
Right, you started Ariel Camacho, right?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I think the first...
All right, but keep it short, buddy.
Like, memories that I had.
It's not the time. It's the fuck up, bro.
That's not the time, but it's because
I had to wrap it up.
I remember really like really sorry, like... Because no, my dad would play El Commander a lot. Oh. And I would really like it, but like I didn't really ask him like, hey, what's the name of the song? But then I really got into it when Ariel Camacho popped off. And I'll leave it as that.
I was listening to Narco Corridos back then.
that's going to roll into our next topic, actually. I'm going to ask you something.
Los Bucanes, El Mini Six. But, yeah, soy viejo, güey, para que sepan, para que vean y digan.
¿Usted ves? Nadie te está diciendo que no.
Show off your cana, please.
Do you guys know the song El Cigarrito Bañado?
By the Commander, right?
Yeah. That's a song that I actually like.
Everything. I know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I know. Yo sale de la Anaí.
No se quitan. ¿Tú canes?
He's not allowed to his hometown.
No, I stopped listening to it. Then I started listening to Jesús Ojeda. And then Ariel Camacho.
No, I ain't in your cat. Okay, you know, I started with Junior H.
This is kind of crazy. So Diego would play Jesús Ojeda. And then
all right, remember, I really like
how that the guitar
seconds.
Sound.
Sorry.
And
like,
after that. It was Estilo Italiano that got me really, really into the music, and then Ariel Camacho, and then from there, boom.
Full swear, way back in the day. Oh, sí, Cuisillos, ahí cuando nomás eran tres, ahí andaba yo.
Bailando.
Cuando tenía 7 meses antes de que cumplía los 8, me vine acá de Torreón, Coahuila.
That was funny.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. No, but also, I don't know if I ever told you guys, one time when I was selling Beep, and we went to...
We're not in the time, bro.
Wrap it up.
I know.
Wrap it up, hurry up.
Yeah, it was like Rancho Mildo, like back in the day, they would like just set up the cameras, and like everybody would go, and like they'd like knock out like 20 videos at a time. I remember Junior was there, and he's doing his little video, and Nata was also there. And I remember I was just like standing there like, you know, de pegado. And he told, and Nata told Jimmy, he's like, oh, like, imagínate que un día hagamos un tour de Corridos Tumbados. And then Jimmy was like, damn, pues échale ganas y like todo se puede, you know? Tal vez y sí.
Oh, you heard that shit?
Yeah, I was there.
That's crazy,
huh?
You witnessed history.
I witnessed history, for real.
You literally did, and you were at the penthouse, too.
The penthouse of
yeah, Tumbados, one day I'm going to tell y'all. Oh, when, next exclusive. Week, next week I'm going to show you guys a picture. Cuando todavía no tenía barba, no era de barba cerrada.
Who?
The hairline was even more fucked up, but you were in the studio with Junior Reach when he was...
I was also... Dude, honestly, like, that's the highlight of my life so far, because he's my favorite artist, and I was... I got, like, the VIP plus experience.
Guys, and by the time you guys are watching this...
We gotta cut it.
By the time you guys are watching this, Angel's Babe Drop drops, so go cup some babe.
By the time you guys are watching this, everything's sold out.
Oh.
Hopefully. Not for real. Yes, hopefully.
There you guys.
Wait till tomorrow's video. See you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow's video.
Nos vemos mañana.
Happy summer, motherfuckers.
Hello, one.
We're not done. See you tomorrow.